Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
It's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
Instacart Fridays.
Yetis, the U.S. women's national team is going for 3 world titles in a row.
But there's only one thing we can do to support the team.
What is that, Jack?
Eat.
Eat. So we curated the perfect Instacart order for your watch party. The best cart yet.
We made a pre-filled Instacart order that includes mine and Nick's favorite snacks, drinks, and guac.
Which is extra, did you even have to ask?
All you have to do is click the link in this episode description, and you'll see a couple dozen items for your soccer watch party in your shopping cart.
This is Nick, and I toss in almond butter, dark peanut butter cups, and some mango jerky.
This is Jack. I picked out some popcorn and a classic frozen pizza for you.
This is amazing, Jack. It's our own T-Boy cart, and you can try out Instacart by catering your party with the best cart yet.
We made it, so it's literally the T-Boy of shopping carts.
Like, you don't need to pick up anything. We picked it up for you. Jack and I were on it.
A couple clicks and an Instacart shopper brings those goods to your door.
Besties, to try out our custom T-Boy shopping cart, tap that link in our episode description.
Click the link in the show notes and check out the best cart yet.
Gotta support the team.
Gotta support the team.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, July 28th, and today's pod is the best one yet. Jack, is it a T-Boy?
Oh, such a good show to finish the week.
But Jack, you're not wearing pink today. I thought we were wearing pink today. This was the thing. You did it yesterday.
I did it yesterday. I didn't say I was going to do it today.
Was that one pink shirt not Knuff?
Wait, well, what is Knuff?
I gave that shirt a Ken out of Ken, Jack.
Oh, are you spreading the Kenergy over this pod right now?
Feeling the Kenergy, Jack. Should we hit the first story, Jack?
Yeah, we should.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, it is for our first story. We've looked at the numbers, and 2023 is the year of the she-economy.
The she-economy. You got Barbie, you got T-Swift, and you got the Women's World Cup.
We just found out the gender of the economy.
What is it, Jack?
It's a girl.
Yes, it is.
For our second story, McDonald's stock just hit an all-time high.
And yes, it's because of Grimace.
And our third and final story, just this month, TikTok has quietly launched 3 huge things.
Yes, TikTok is zucking Amazon, they're zucking Spotify, and they're even zucking Twitter.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
That is a mix of stories before a weekend, Jack.
Enough. What a ridiculous word.
Feeling the Kenergy.
Yeti Shark Week finishes up this weekend.
But sharks never sleep, and Shark Week never really ends.
Because sharks aren't just the world's biggest fish.
Oh, Jack and I jumped in T-boy style. Turns out sharks, when it comes to the numbers, are profit puppies.
Get this. The Baby Shark song is the most watched YouTube video in the history of the world.
We're talking about a shark tune for toddlers that has 12 billion views. Billion.
How about Shark Tank on ABC?
Shark Tank has 14 seasons. They just kicked off their most recent one.
And shark movies in the box office?
Jack, those things, they take a bite out of the box office, my friend.
There are $1 billion of cumulative shark ticket sales in the box office.
Now, Jack, if we're going to talk about shark movies, we got to talk about the official Mount Rushmore of shark movies.
Yep, here it is, Yetis, the official Mount Sharkmore.
Mount Sharkmore, the four best movies, the four biggest movies involving sharks.
In no particular order, we got to mention Jaws first.
Jaws, 1975. Since then, we've all been looking for dorsal fins out there. I think I see one.
Nick, the theme song for Jaws? Huge moment for the tuba.
Big for the tuba industry.
The tuba's biggest moment ever.
Second, we got Sharknado. Classic.
Literally tornadoes of hammerhead sharks.
Yeah, they got robbed at the Oscars, Jack.
Third, we got Deep Blue Sea.
You got Samuel L. Jackson, LL Cool J, and one huge bloodthirsty shark.
Great performance or greatest performance?
Let's go with the latter, Jack.
But the number one highest grossing shark movie of all time.
Besties, the biggest head on the Mount Rushmore of shark films. What is it, Jack?
The answer comes at the end of the show.
Oh, we got to get a hint, my friend.
Fish are friends, not food.
If you know, you know. Jack, let's hit our three stories. 15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. For our first story, there is one economic force above all others this year, and that force is girls.
2023 is the year of the she-economy, and the numbers prove it.
Yetis, we are halfway through the year, and Jack and I have noticed a huge trend that we just had to talk about with you.
Young women are splurging in this economy.
The three biggest economic events of the year all broke records.
And it's all thanks to ladies.
Besties, never have more X chromosomes run the economy than right now.
Exhibit A, the Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie! It powered the biggest box office weekend of the year.
And the reviews last weekend were so good that this past Tuesday was the biggest Tuesday of ticket sales for any movie ever.
Jack, main character?
Female.
Director?
Female.
70% of the moviegoers?
Female. Now let's turn to Exhibit B. The Taylor Swift concert tour.
The T-Swift concert tour. Her Eras Tour, Yetis, is going to hit $1 billion in sales this year. Another record.
The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. She's too busy beating Elton John for the highest grossing tour of all time.
And Jack, can we talk about the economic force of this thing?
Her concerts caused such an economic splash
that she added $5 billion to our economy as Swifties travel to see her. Glendale's the new Vegas.
Exhibit C, the Women's World Cup.
It just started, but already the Women's World Cup is setting economic records.
It's the most attended women's sporting event in history, up 54% from 2019 World Cup.
So Yetis, let's add it all up. You got the biggest movie, the biggest musician, the biggest sporting event of the year.
Barbie movie, Eras Tour, and ponytailed midfielders have all converged to create a spending explosion.
All three created by women. All three targeting women consumers. All three funded by women investors and buyers.
It's the she-economy, and we're all living in it.
Oh, we're all in the middle of it. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the she-economy?
We found three reasons why young women are powering the economy right now.
First reason for the she-economy, women are driving the labor market.
There's more women making money in America than ever before.
Last month, Jack and I told you the women's workforce participation rate in America hit an all-time high.
The second reason for this economy is an emotional catharsis.
Women have just had a disproportionately harder time over the last 3 years.
At the beginning of the pandemic, professions dominated by women were hit the hardest.
You got remote schooling, putting more childcare burdens on women during the pandemic.
And then women had to suffer the emotional toll of Roe versus Wade getting overturned.
Jack, you don't need a girl dinner right now. Women need an outlet right now.
And the third reason for this economy is the underserved market finally getting served.
Look, Yetis, men in power tend to steer product development to their own preferences, male preferences.
So this year's Barbie movie, Eras Tour, and Women's World Cup tapped into a huge pent-up demand.
And that is why 2023 is the year the she-economy became the economy. For our second story, McDonald's stock just shockingly hit an all-time high.
McDonald's is riding a grimace high, so it's also launching, get this, a second chain of McDonald's restaurants.
A new McDonald's brand. But more on that in a second.
Yetis, the last time we covered McDonald's, the focus wasn't on Ronald. It was on Grimace.
It was on Grimace because McDonald's had resurrected their old creepy purple mascot, hadn't they, Jack?
This old creepy purple mascot, it looks like Barney the dinosaur if he were melting.
Jack, it's kind of like an eggplant that got bitten by the Spider-Man spider.
Correct.
Yeah, I have nightmares where I'm having a nightmare about the Grimace.
And to celebrate Grimace's 52nd birthday, McDonald's created the Grimace milkshake.
The Grimace shake! It went viral. Millions of people took up the challenge. You try a purple milkshake and then you post it on TikTok.
But why did that TikTok challenge go viral?
Well, Jack, it's because of a freaky, bizarre twist, wasn't it?
The TikTokers finished their videos with death. They pretended the shake had killed them, gruesomely.
But back to this week, Yetis. McDonald's just reported their second quarter earnings, and Jack and I were really curious.
Because we're calling this quarter the Grimace quarter.
Now, Jack, before we jump into the numbers and reveal if Grimace affected McDonald's, let's sprinkle on a little context here.
Inflation is 3% right now. So if a company sells the same number of Big Macs and the same number of fries as last year, sales should rise 3% just because of inflation.
Prices are up 3%, so their sales should rise 3%. Makes sense.
But that's not what happened with McDonald's. Sales rose by triple inflation.
McDonald's sales tripled from last year.
Revenues jumped by 10% for McDonald's in the second quarter, which for such a huge company is a huge jump.
It's a $200 billion company. Sit down, stand up, and just sit back down again because you're just full.
Who did executives credit for that outperformance?
Well, Jack, so glad you asked. They credited Grimace.
The purple killer whose murder weapon is a purple milkshake.
The CEO of McDonald's literally cited Grimace for driving the sales surge.
Here's what he said. This quarter, if I'm being honest, the theme was Grimace.
And you better be honest because the SEC will get you, buddy.
Yeah, these billions of people, billions with a B, watched those Grimace shake videos on TikTok.
And then millions actually ordered those Grimace shakes in real life.
It's a real-world example of a social media trend clearly translating into new sales.
And besties, the wildest part about all this? McDonald's barely spent any money on the entire promotion.
It didn't spend a buck to spread those billion videos on TikTok.
They haven't even fixed their McFlurry shake machines, which are still always broken.
But McDonald's stock ain't broken.
And why is that, Jack?
It reached an all-time high yesterday.
And that wasn't all. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at McDonald's?
Old IP drives new sales.
Yeah, it is McDonald's' go-to move to boost sales. It's to launch promos based on their old McDonald's characters.
That's right. Old McDonald's.
Yeah. Had more than a farm.
Last year, Yetis, McDonald's brought back the Happy Meal, but for adults.
This summer, Grimace gave McDonald's its best quarter ever.
What's the next hit? Another growth plan based on old McDonald's IP.
Shocking news from executives yesterday. McDonald's is going to open a second restaurant chain, a second brand.
That's right. Early next year, McDonald's is going to test out a new restaurant concept called Cosmic.
Cosmic, as in C-O-S-M-C. And what is Cosmic, Jack?
Mick, like McDonald's. Cosmic is the name of an old McDonald's mascot. Happens to be an alien mascot.
Yeah, it's like the Hamburglar from another planet from the 1970s.
McD's was super light on the details. There's more information coming in December, and the launch is going to open next year.
But it looks like McDonald's has a museum of old pieces of intellectual property, and they're just digging them up right now.
It's bringing back old IP for modern marketing campaigns.
Because old IP drives new sales.
And now a word from our sponsor, Element.
Yetis, we'll cut right to it. We don't record this pod unless we're peeing clear.
We would never. But get this, Yetis, hydration isn't just about drinking water.
You can drink an Olympic swimming pool of water and still not be hydrated.
That's why we use Element. It's your one-stop shop for electrolytes and hydration.
You need what's included in Element's drink mix. They got sodium, potassium, magnesium to be well hydrated.
Electrolytes. They are charged minerals that conduct electricity to power your nervous system.
And Element found the ideal science-backed electrolyte ratio. It's a zero-sugar electrolyte drink mix.
Element tastes like the sports drinks we grew up with, but with no sugars, no artificial colors, no weird stuff.
So Element says that they're used by athletes, but honestly, Jack, they gotta add podcast hosts to the list.
Truth, because we've added a pack of Element and a glass of water to our pre-pod routine.
Element came up with a fantastic offer for besties and yetis out there.
Go to drinkelement.com/tboy to get a free sample pack with any purchase.
That's drinklmnt.com/tboy to hydrate like every day is the new Friday.
Rocket Money.
Yetis, every month for 2 hours, Jack and I read the worst book ever.
It's the 15th of the month for me, and that brutal book is my credit card statement.
Yeah, you're like trying to remember all those things that you spent money on. Wait, what are these things?
By far, the worst part is realizing I'm still paying for that subscription I should have canceled.
Yeah, $15 a month for streaming plus?
A monthly oatmeal meal kit delivery?
$85 for a flour delivery going to our old address?
Turns out 80% of people have a subscription they forgot they're paying for.
80% of Yetis are paying for something right now that you're not using.
Rocket Money is the personal finance app that finds and cancels those unwanted subscriptions.
It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills all in one place.
Since using Rocket Money, we've gotten clear alerts and notifications about subscriptions we may want to ditch.
Which makes that 2-hour credit card review at the end of the month a little less freaky.
Stop throwing away your money and cancel your unwanted subscriptions.
And manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/tboy.
That's rocketmoney.com/tboy.
What the heck? Let's do it a third time. rocketmoney.com/tboy. For our third and final story before the weekend, in just the last month, TikTok has launched 3 huge new things: e-commerce, music, and text.
TikTok is quietly becoming the real everything app.
But if we're going to talk about everything apps, Jack, we got to talk about Elon, who declared on Sunday that the app formerly known as Twitter was now going to be called X.
X, and he called it the everything app. But Nick and I have spent time on X the past week, and it's still just Twitter.
Yeah, we noticed that the X app is really just, it's just Twitter still. It's not an everything app yet.
But you know what app is doing everything?
Talk to me, Jack.
TikTok.
TikTok's going to pull a hammy. It's doing so many things right now.
In just the last month, TikTok has launched 3 major new products.
Yetis, in just the last month, TikTok has launched 3 big copycats, 3 huge zuckings.
First, it was July 6th when TikTok launched TikTok Music in both Brazil and Indonesia.
Which is a Spotify copycat.
It's a subscription music streaming app that predicts the music you'll like based on your TikTok swipe.
Oh, you like that guy riding the skateboard drinking the cranberry juice? You're gonna love this Fleetwood Mac throwback playlist.
And you know that app's coming to the US soon.
Yes, it is.
Then on July 24th, TikTok launched a text feature.
A shocking Twitter copycat.
The short form video app known as TikTok now lets you post both pictures and text posts too.
Your buddy Timmy's TikTok video is actually just a 280 character poem on letting go.
And just a couple days ago, on Wednesday, July 26th, both Reuters and the Wall Street Journal reported that TikTok Shop launches in the US next month.
You guessed it, an Amazon copycat.
This is the biggest one. TikTok Shop. It's not just letting creators add a buy link to the videos that they're posting.
No, no, Yetis, this is TikTok physical warehouses to hold made in China goods that'll be sold on TikTok.
So you can buy a cute TikTok top in the TikTok app.
Jack, is that 3 stage 5 zuckings?
Only Zuck can commit a stage 5 zucking.
Good answer. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at TikTok?
It's the spider defense strategy. Build a web so thick you can't be untangled.
Yetis, TikTok has been at risk of getting banned for years now. But in March, Jack and I published a pod with this particular takeaway.
TikTok is too lit to prohibit.
That's what we said. And this was the idea. Our politicians don't have the political will to ban something so popular with constituents.
And TikTok seems to agree. So they've gone from playing defense to play an offense.
Exactly. Each new product that we just described that they've added in the last month, it makes their connection to constituents even stronger.
And the more connections it has with American voters, the harder it will be to ban,
both practically and politically.
TikTok is building a spider web so thick, America can't untangle it.
Jack, can you harness that Kenergy and whip up the takeaways for us for the Real Friday?
In 2023, women are powering the economy. It's the year of the she-economy.
Women are working, they got pent-up demand, and they're finally getting served.
For our second story, McDonald's stock is at an all-time high, and it's testing a second restaurant chain early next year.
Because old IP, it drives new sales.
And our third and final story is TikTok. They're launching music, text, and e-commerce this summer.
It's the spider defense strategy. You build a web so thick, America can't untangle you.
But Yetis, we're not done with the pod yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
I love how you do that, Jack. First, America's GDP rose 2.4% last quarter, defying expectations of a recession.
2.4% economic growth? That's nothing like a recession.
And second, MasterCard just reported that you're spending 150% more on international travel than before the pandemic.
Than before the pandemic?
Than before the pandemic.
Like we said, Yetis, less Magic Kingdom this year, more Amalfi.
And finally, Congress just held a landmark panel on the existence of aliens with former Air Force leaders.
If there's one thing that's going to bring us together right now, it's UFOs.
On TikTok. Now time for the best fact yet. This one whipped up by Jack and me because we got to answer that question from today's intro.
What is the highest grossing shark movie of all time?
It's Shark Week. We got to answer the question. What is it, Jack?
It's not Jaws. It's not Shark Tale. It's not Open Water. And it's not The Meg.
No, it is not. The highest grossing shark movie of all time? It's Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Remember those sharks? Fish are friends, not food.
If you round up, this is definitely a shark movie, Jack.
It's really not a shark movie, dude. They're in one scene.
They got the fifth head of Mount Rushmore.
It's a cameo at best.
That movie made $340 million at the U.S. box office and $1 billion worldwide.
Nemo!
Yetis, you looked fantastic all week. Jack, you're looking Ken-mazing over there, my friend.
That's a stretch. That doesn't work.
Absolutely struggling. I'm rounding up on that one too, man. Yetis, this weekend, you should absolutely play our T-Boy Pop Biz Pop Quiz.
Five questions on this week's pod. If you get it right, you can have the keys to the podcast.
Play the quiz, celebrate some wins, and Jack and I will see you Monday.
These aren't keys, they're Kens.
Can't wait. And before we go, congratulations to legendary Yetis Diane and Dedrick Sarzabaugh, who are getting married on their very own anniversary date.
Congratulations to Brianna and Corey Gammon, who are getting married in Charleston with a bunch of oysters.
They're going hard on the raw bar. And Zachary Vidland is closing today on a new house in his slammin' salmon swim trunks.
Happy birthday to Tong Puno in Manila in the Philippines.
And Pardee's happy birthday down the street in San Francisco.
Happy birthday to Sepp in the Twin Cities of Minnesota.
And Alvin Garcia, the official wine sommelier of the Anaheim Ducks, celebrate that birthday with a Pinot.
And happy birthday to Thomas the T-Bone O'Neill in El Paso, Texas.
And Miranda, the banker Fairbanks, enjoy that financial logistics over in Chicago for your birthday.
And happy birthday to Manny Patel in Orlando, Florida.
And Nate Tasker turning 29 down in Denver.
Katie Ann, big shout out. Happy birthday in Long Island City.
And Philip Locke, enjoy the birthday over in Oakland.
Happy birthday to Nikki Valesco in Hermosa Beach, California.
And Allison Hudson, happy birthday up in Detroit.
Happy birthday to Alan Taylor in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And Alexa Gavino is celebrating a birthday having fun in New York City.
And Kyle Morissette is celebrating their birthday checking out some Barbieheimer.
You can do it, Kyle. You can do it.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
Bring the Kenergy. This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Spotify.
Nice job feeling the Ken, like, just rolling with that, dude.
That was hilarious.
That was not easy to pick up on. That was great.
This is not Knuff. What else did you say besides Knuff?
Oh, Ken out of Ken is where you picked it off.
Oh, and then you said, yes, we can.
Yes, we can. That was it, yeah.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.